Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allie is representing, speaking on behalf of nurses. Are you there, Allie?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's much better. Okay. Go ahead. Tell me about this trip to Harrisburg now.
Today, the nurses of Pennsylvania arranged for nurses from all over the state to go and speak to the legislators. There has been legislation introduced multiple times asking for there to be laws and guidelines for what safe staffing looks like in a hospital, and it never passes. So today, there are nurses that traveled all over. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but from all over, went to Harrisburg. They're actually holding a press conference. I believe it's 1:30 to 2. And I'm not sure which places are covering it, but basically when people have complaints about the hospital, a lot of times they say, I didn't even see my nurse. I don't see my, or she runs in and runs out. Or a lot of concerns that would be, I mean, if you're sick, you do need your nurse's
attention. You want
that attention,
right. So, Allie, let me ask you this. Then, am I understanding correctly that you could be assigned 5 patients, you could be assigned 35 patients? There are no guidelines that dictate how that happens.
Well, each individual hospital will say, it depends on where you work in the intensive care units. It's my understanding, because I only work at one hospital, but I do talk to people that work in others. In the Pittsburgh area, you could be assigned 1 to 3 patients. If you're in intensive care, there are legitimately instances where I'm in a room with you or your loved one, and I can't leave because you're too sick, because I'm the one regulating the medications that are helping with your blood pressure, your heart rate. I'm helping to monitor a continuous dialysis machine.
Mm-hmm.
There are photos that if you look it up on Facebook, you can see photos. It's not a joke when there are 25 IV pumps going into one patient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's the instance. Unfortunately, there's no hard and fast rule. I could have a patient that's pretty okay, and then they say, oh, you're getting someone from the emergency room. And that patient might be that patient that I can't leave the room. Now, certainly my cohort will help me and everybody will do everything they can, but I don't have a rule to refer to say,
right,
hey,
I can't
have
this
other patient anymore. It's not safe.
Indeed.
I mean, I can say that, but I don't have a hard and fast rule. And if you're on a regular floor with a monitor attached to your chest, your nurse, depending on what hospital you're in, your nurse could be responsible for anywhere from 4 to 9 other people.
And let's be real, let's be honest. If you're the patient or you're the patient's loved one, you're going to get antsy, agitated if you don't feel like that person is getting the attention they deserve. And sometimes we don't necessarily take into consideration that you as the nurse may have 2 or 3 other patients you're trying to deal with too.
Exactly. And in a lot of hospitals, there's actually rules that come from management that say, don't say you're too busy. Don't
wow.
say you have too many other things to do, because it may, and we don't want to make you feel uncomfortable,
sure,
or like
unimportant.
We're not,
yeah.
I mean, I'm focused on your care regardless of how many patients I have. And the other unfortunate thing that happens is if you feel like you're being neglected or your family does and they feel like they need to advocate to me, that might be 15 or 20 minutes of you just venting that you don't feel like we're paying you enough attention, and that takes away
and
from
that
everybody
takes away
too.
From something else. We only got about 30 seconds left, Allie. So what can people do? They have the folks in Harrisburg today. What can we do?
Contact your state legislator. Let them know that it is important to you that there are rules and guidelines for how many patients your nurses can have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because God forbid it's ever you laying in that hospital bed.
So nurse power, is that kind of what we're going with? Nurse power?
It's patient advocacy. It's not about the nurses. It's about the patients.
Okay.
You need more of us at the bedside.
There you go. Allie, thanks so much for joining us. I mean, sorry you couldn't go to Harrisburg, but glad you couldn't go so you could be on the phone with us. We'll have to stay
on
top of this.
I hope that your listeners can help.
Indeed. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.